Welcome to the Path to Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Wes Barefoot, where it's my mission to help aspiring entrepreneurs and existing business owners take control of their lives and create freedom for themselves through business ownership. Each episode, I'll be exploring the strategies and tactics of other successful entrepreneurs that have created freedom in their own lives while sharing what I'm learning along my own path to freedom. I'm glad you're here. Let's drop in. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Path to Freedom podcast. Today, we're going to do another franchisee spotlight, another professional athlete that I thought would be cool to highlight here, who is really just getting started, it seems, with franchise investing. But in the spirit of, and I guess I'm a couple weeks late for that, but in the spirit of the Super Bowl just ending, I wanted to talk about Patrick Mahomes. You know, this guy is clearly a stud on the field. I mean, the guy is 28 years old. He just finished his seventh NFL season. He's taken the Chiefs to six straight AFC championships, just played in his fourth Super Bowl, and he's won three Super Bowls already at the age of 28. He's one of only five quarterbacks in the NFL ever to have won at least three Super Bowls. So the guy's stats speak for themselves when it comes to the football field. Not to mention, he was also a great baseball player in college, had the option to go pro in baseball, opted to go with football. Seems like that's working out pretty well for him. I'm sure he would have been a great baseball player, but I would be shocked if he, you know, were the same caliber baseball player at the professional level that he's ended up to be at the professional football level. And the guy's just getting started. He's 28 years old, which in a lot of sports is kind of, you know, getting towards the end of your career. But as quarterbacks go, I mean, look at Tom Brady, look at Peyton Manning. You know, they played well into their 40s, right? So assuming Patrick Mahomes can stay healthy, he's got a long career ahead of him, and the guy's just getting warmed up. So a lot of fun to watch on the football field. And while I am a big sports fan, I probably don't know enough about sports to really host a sports podcast. So why am I highlighting Patrick Mahomes today? Well, it turns out that he's a pretty savvy business investor as well. And look, like a lot of these big name professional athletes, he's obviously making huge money on the field with his contract. There's endorsement opportunities. I read an article that I think in, this was a little bit dated, in 2022, maybe Mahomes made something like $22 million in endorsements. So nice little chunk of change. That's not including his, you know, contract from the Chiefs and any bonuses for, you know, winning playoff games and Super Bowls and MVP awards, all of which he's done. But at the age of 28, you know, he's accumulated close to $100 million net worth already. And not all of that is coming from football or endorsements because he's a football player. But in the realm of endorsements, State Farm's probably the biggest one that people recognize. He's in all types of commercials and promotions for State Farm. Adidas, Oakley, Nestle, and DirecTV are some of the other big endorsements. But outside of that, as I mentioned, he's proving to be a savvy business investor. And I'd be really curious to, you know, have a chance to talk with Patrick Mahomes and learn a little bit more about how he assesses different investment opportunities. You know, some of it he's keeping, you know, kind of close to his wheelhouse when it comes to professional sports. He's an investor in the Kansas City Royals, so the professional baseball team there in Kansas City. He's a 1% shareholder in the Kansas City Royals, which as of last year was valued at $1.2 billion, I believe. He's also an investor in the Kansas City Current, which is the women's professional soccer team. I know next to nothing about soccer, but I do know that professional soccer here in the U.S. really seems to be exploding. So I would venture to guess that, you know, that's an investment that has major, major upside for Patrick Mahomes, you know, looking long term. In addition to these sports teams that I just mentioned, the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Current, he is also an investor in F1, Formula One Racing. His teammate Travis Kelce is also an investor in that as well. But, you know, he's branched out of sports teams also into some businesses in the health and wellness space. Again, all kind of makes sense given that this guy's a high caliber professional athlete. He's an investor in Whoop, which personally I'm a big fan of. I've been wearing my Whoop strap for several years now and love the data and feedback that it gives me. And that's a brand that's really exploded. I couldn't find what year he invested in Whoop, but as of the end of 2021, Whoop was valued at $3.6 billion. And as I understand it, Mahomes was an early investor in Whoop. Also an investor in a company called Hyperice, which is a massage gun and hot and cold therapy devices. So recovery, valued at $700 million, and just took on a $100 million investment from venture capitalist in July of 2023. So all of that to say, you know, he's clearly business-minded. He's clearly looking to take advantage of all of this money and wealth that he's accumulating, playing sports, endorsements from sports, and diversifying and trying to create, you know, other streams of income to contribute to his overall net worth. But, you know, what really caught my attention and why I wanted to, you know, include him in one of these spotlight videos is he recently, back in 2022, invested in KMO Burgers, which is an expansion venture with the Texas fast food chain Whataburger. So Patrick Mahomes was, you know, part of opening the very first Whataburger franchise in Kansas City. Don't know exactly how many locations they plan to develop, but as I understand it, you know, he and this KMO Burger that he's an investor in have the rights to develop all of Kansas City and the surrounding market. And I believe that expands even further out. So over time, my guess is, you know, they plan to develop somewhere between 15 to 20, if not more, Whataburger. So like I said earlier, just getting started with the franchise piece of his portfolio, but I'll be really interested to see if Patrick Mahomes, like many other professional athletes, like many other, you know, high net worth individuals, if he continues to leverage the franchise model, you know, as a way to invest in and ultimately, you know, continue to build his net worth. If you're listening to this podcast, then there's a good chance that you're looking to create more freedom in your own life. There's also a good chance that you realize that owning your own business can be a great way to take more control of your livelihood and create more of that freedom that we're all looking for. Also, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you realize that I specialize in franchise ownership. In addition to owning franchise businesses myself, I have a franchise consulting firm, Path to Freedom, where I help people navigate what is typically an overwhelming process of understanding franchising, identifying specific franchise companies that could be a fit, and then conducting the due diligence in a thorough and efficient manner with those franchise brands. My whole purpose here is to leverage my experience working for franchisors, owning franchises myself, and how we've been able to use that to create more freedom in our lives and help you determine if that could be a path that makes sense for you as well. So if any of this sounds interesting, if you've considered business ownership in the past, whether you've explored franchising specifically or not, I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to learn more about you and what it is that you're working towards in your life and determine if I may be in a position to help. A great starting point is the link below in the show notes, which will take you to a short form to fill out, and you'll receive a free copy of an ebook that I've put together, The 7 Steps to Freedom Through Franchise Ownership. That'll also get us connected, and I'd love to set up an introductory call where I can explain a little bit more about the process that I use to help people determine if franchise ownership could be a great way to start charting their own path to freedom. So click the link below in the show notes, receive the ebook, and let's get connected. I'd love to hear from you. Thought that was interesting, especially given that this guy's only 28 years old. I mean, how many stories have we heard of, you know, professional athletes and celebrities that make huge sums of money at young ages and they blow it, you know, and they're broke, you know, just years later. So, you know, and if you've had a chance to hear Patrick Mahomes talk, whether that's, you know, post-game interviews or I've seen him on a few podcasts, he's clearly, you know, a pretty grounded guy. He's got his head on straight, given all the fame and success that he's had and the money that comes with that. He's a very smart guy. He's got great leadership potential. So it's for me very cool to see someone, you know, of his caliber, of his skill level, and someone that's had so much success early on find an interest in franchising. You know, it's pretty rare that you see people that young and early in their career, professional athlete or not, you know, get involved in something like franchising. So I'll be interested to see if this is something that, you know, he does more of in the future. And, you know, look, I want to remind everyone, when I do these videos, it's, you know, really just for entertainment, but also, you know, educational purposes. But the point is not that, you know, you have to be a 3-time Super Bowl winning MVP quarterback with, you know, huge multi-million-dollar contracts and endorsements to be able to get into franchising. I just think it's interesting to spotlight some of these higher profile people that have gotten an understanding of franchising and have decided that that's a good strategy, or at least a piece of their strategy, and you know, see a place for franchises in their portfolio, right? But you know, if we zoom out and look globally, the vast majority of franchisees in the world, right, which there are millions and millions of individual franchisees across thousands and thousands of different franchise businesses, the vast majority of them are not professional athletes, and they're not celebrities, and they're not, you know, high net worth, high profile individuals, or at least they were not high net worth individuals when they first got into franchising. So, you know, I don't want anyone to hear this and think that franchise ownership is unattainable unless you're Patrick Mahomes or Shaquille O'Neal or Drew Brees, because that's not the case at all. And franchising can be a fantastic way for many, many people to take that first step into business ownership. There's such a wide variety of types of franchise businesses out there. You know, thus far on the spotlights that I've done, most of the people that I've highlighted are investing in food franchises. And, you know, food is obviously a huge part of the franchising sector. But it only makes up roughly half of all the franchises out there, right? So, you know, there's, again, thousands and thousands of franchise businesses and franchise opportunities available. Only about half of those are food, right? So, you know, if you're thinking, well, you know, makes sense for a guy like Patrick Mahomes to open a bunch of Whataburgers because, you know, he's not going to be in the Whataburger, you know, dropping fries or flipping burgers or, you know, working the cash register. But, you know, owning a fast food joint is not what I see myself doing, that's perfectly fine. I don't ever see myself owning any sort of a food business either. I'll never say never, but you know, to this point, it's never something that's really interested me. But there's so many types of franchises out there, so many different industries, so many different business models. And with that comes also a very wide range of investment requirements, right? So again, I don't want people, you know, to operate under the misconception that unless you're already a high net worth individual, you know, you're not in a position to invest in a franchise. I also don't want people to operate under the misconception that you need millions and millions of dollars or even hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest in a franchise. There are many great low-cost franchise opportunities out there. And when we say low-cost, you know, obviously that's comparatively speaking. Franchise ownership is not going to be attainable for every individual out there. There obviously are financial requirements. There is going to be an investment required. But in all of my experience selling franchises, coaching people through the franchise buying process, buying franchise businesses myself, I've seen a lot of people that were pleasantly surprised when they realized that there are a lot of really great franchise opportunities out there that don't require nearly as much upfront capital as they had initially imagined. So, like I said, I have a lot of fun kind of, you know, doing research on different professional athletes and celebrities and, you know, higher profile, names that have leveraged the franchise model. I'm going to continue to do more of this because I've gotten some really good feedback on it so far, but don't want to send the wrong message that, you know, this is something that's only attainable for a very, very select few. In fact, more often than not, people that invest in franchises are not high net worth individuals in the beginning, and they're leveraging the franchise business model to help themselves build their net worth over time and, you know, to create good revenue streams for themselves, to build appreciating assets that they can eventually sell one day down the road if that's what they decide that they want to do. So anyways, Patrick Mahomes, you know, another killer season on the field, another Super Bowl, another MVP. He's obviously crushing it in football, but you know, this guy's crushing it on the business side of things as well, with a wide variety of different types of investments. And, you know, now franchising is a part of that. So best wishes to Patrick Mahomes, and I'll be watching to see if he continues to invest in franchises. But thanks for tuning in, and please like this, share it, subscribe on YouTube if this is where you're watching it, and please pass this along to someone else that you may find it interesting. But appreciate you being here. Go drop in. Have a great week. That's a wrap. Thanks for joining me today, and be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you'll know when a new episode is released. You can also check me out on my website at www.path2frdm.com. And if you want more information about franchising or just want to say hello, feel free to contact me at wes@path2frdm.com. Thanks again. Now go drop in.